It turns out that Sarah Palin also has a minister. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from the Republican National Convention. The internet is crackling with the latest Sarah Palin story. She is a member of the Wasilla Assemblies of God, where the pastor, Ed Colness, not only believes that God had a hand in the election of Governor Palin, but that the Almighty has special plans for the state of Alaska.
There were some things about the natural resources, about the state. There were some things that God wants to tap into to be a refuge for the lower 48. And I believe Alaska is one of the refuge states. Come on, you guys, in the last days.
Governor Palin was on stage with him that day. In fact, she talked about that natural gas pipeline she's been pushing for and God's role in getting it built.
God's will has to be done in unifying people and companies to get that gas line built. So pray for that. But really, all of that stuff doesn't do any good if the people of Alaska's heart isn't right with God. And that's going to be your job. Your job is going to be out there reaching the people throughout Alaska, and we can work together to make sure God's will be done here.
Now, this story is being peddled by some websites as being just as ominous as Barack Obama's preacher railing against historic injustice in America. Except that Republicans will point out that, at least in Sarah Palin's church, God is with America, not against America. I say we see how well that pipeline project goes before we pass judgment. In any case, now we know why she doesn't need earmarks. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.